Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Let's get to our guest.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans joining us this morning, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. And Hans, it is a momentous day in America. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. And it sure is. Hopefully, Amy Coney Barrett will be sitting on the Supreme Court by late tonight. And finally, we hope to have somebody to overcome the switch hitter that Chief Justice Roberts has become.
Boy, that's the truth. That guy. Particularly citing in Pennsylvania and a couple of these other state court disputes on how many days beyond Election Day you're still allowed to vote.
Yeah, and you know what's so ironic about all of this, Mark, is that, remember, the only reason this is going forward, given that Republicans have such a slim majority, is the Democrats basically getting rid of the filibuster for judicial appointments back in 2013.
Yes.
They're the ones who did that, and now McConnell and the Republicans are taking advantage of it.
You know, I saw where you worked on a piece for the Daily Signal about federal appeals courts reminding judges it's not their job to change the rules during an election, but we keep seeing examples of that.
We do, and it's another sign of how important the federal judgeships are. Almost all of the judges down at the trial court level, the federal trial court level, who have engaged in this kind of bad behavior, almost all of them are judges appointed by Barack Obama. It's very clear what kind of judges he put on the court, ones who think that if I don't like the particular rules, well, I can just go ahead and change them.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I'm seeing all these reports this morning, Hans. I was talking about it earlier, about the 57 million people who voted already, and it's some sea wave of change the mainstream media wants you to believe. And what I pointed out is in these states where they're mailing ballots to every single person who's on the registration list, whether they're alive or dead or have moved or whatever, that is a recipe for fraud. And I saw where the National Interest shared an article about why this fraud is real and it's being ignored.
It's not only being ignored, but that article that I wrote is because all the mainstream press, USA Today, New York Times, Washington Post, and others, instead of actually looking at that, investigating recent cases, instead, they go after people like me at the Heritage Foundation because we actually talk about it. You know, we have the Mark, as you know, we have this database to which we add proven cases of fraud whenever we find them. And we get them from court papers and newspaper articles. The USA Today attacked our database. Apparently, they're mad that we actually simply publicly make available the reports on all these cases.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned specifically that North Carolina congressional race from 2018.
Right.
Maybe you can share for people what happened in that case.
Yeah, remember the other thing they always say is, oh, there's hardly any fraud. It's never important. Well, in 2018, absentee ballot fraud overturned a congressional race. The Republican won on Election Day by a little over 900 votes, and then they discovered that he had hired this political consultant who's notorious in North Carolina who engaged in illegal vote harvesting, going to people's homes, collecting their ballots, and in some cases, filling them out instead of the voter, changing what the voter had done, forging signatures. And it was so much fraud that they overturned the election, over 900 votes.
So we know it can happen. I've always wondered, you know, I said earlier that Stacey Abrams should probably be the poster child for the one claiming that cleaning up voter registrations is somehow suppressing votes. Why shouldn't states be allowed to do that? I know there have been court cases in Ohio and challenging Ohio and a few other states where they've tried to go in and clean up their voter rolls.
Well, unfortunately, the people against that the same people that are against it, like Stacey Abrams, are also in favor of vote harvesting.
Yes.
So if you combine those two, basically they want their political staffers to be able to go through neighborhoods and collect any and all absentee ballots that have been sent out by these states to people who no longer live there or are dead. And gosh, I wonder what it is they want to be able to do with those.
Yeah. You know, Hans, I am consistently disappointed with the way headlines are written in the mainstream media. Yesterday, I saw this one. Amy Coney Barrett's first case, if she gets, confirmed to the Supreme Court, could be deciding the 2020 election. Is that true?
No, it's not true. I mean, the Supreme Court is already gotten cases before it. You know, their term started beginning of October, and there are so many other cases going on that the idea that that will be your first case, that's just wrong. That's just what they're just trying to put in a scary headline as if it's the truth when it's not. Yeah,
absolutely. I appreciate you clearing that up for me. Hans, always a pleasure, my friend. Enjoy the day.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. I intend to.
Get more at 971talk.com.